It is no big deal. There are angels everywhere. And sometimes you take them in. Who is to say he wasn't there? I am driving in my car down Rocroi Boulevard. And the gear catches in third, as it often does when I'm going too slow. And I turn my head as I downshift and catch a glimpse of a leg, clothed in a fine brown wool gabardine with a hint of mauve, well pressed, a sharp crease falling from the knee. I've never seen such a subtle shade, I say. And he replies, it is Oscar Wilde. Sometimes I can fulfill even my most precise dreams now. I'm so glad you're happy. It is not what you would call happiness, this equanimity one achieves with time and the liberation from the imperatives of flesh. I don't want to lose this, but I'm almost home, and who knows what will be waiting there to catch the mood. So with his permission, I pass my turn off and drive to the sea. I've almost forgotten that I'd been in a rush to get back and pee. The urgent need is past. What made you drop by? I'm not talking out loud. The driver next to me at the light sees only my expectancy, takes a chance on my shining eyes, my parted lips, and calls out a standard come on. Oscar smiles and replies with the same hunger in my eye that made the driver know he could get away with inviting me for coffee, assured himself as well that I would be receptive to ghostly conversation. This is more than conversation. I feel so close. Would I be cold mutton to you if we went to bed? Ha, I fear, my dear, it would be the opposite. Still, it was kind of you to inquire. Eventually, my kidneys win, and I must turn the car home, and we've barely discussed the art of lying when we reach the driveway, and he disappears, promising nothing.